Scoodoobadop. Scoodoobabop.
This is a song that uses that word better than any other song I've ever heard, Wendy. Would you agree?
I would agree. We are going to talk lobster. The Great American Lobster Fest returns to Navy Pier. It is the Midwest's largest seafood and lobster festival. General admission to the event is free. Otherwise, lobster meals and VIP experience are ticketed. And we have a pair of lobster meal experiences to give away.
Oh, nice.
So in the studio with us right now, a couple of guys, lobster should be their middle name. Joey Dorf is the co-founder of Butterclaw Lobster Company. Joey, how are you?
Ahoy, doing well.
I like it. He's got a captain's hat on, and we get the ahoy.
Yes.
I'm in business.
And Nick Pabutsky, representative for the Great American Lobster Fest. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having us.
All right, lobster. Have you met anyone who doesn't like it? I know there are people that have allergies to it, and I am so sorry to hear that.
You know, we do get people who call in or inquire and say, is there something else besides lobster? Because someone in the family may not love it, or some of the kids, or somebody might be allergic, but this is a festival true and true. So there's all sorts of land food options as well.
Right.
But yeah, we have met a few, small handful that don't like lobster, but usually the people that are coming out to this love lobster. They love the East Coast. They love seafood.
Mm.
And they love being on the end of Navy Pier for Labor Day weekend.
Mm. What do you say to people who say, oh, but lobster's only for rich people? What do you say to that?
Well, the price points for this festival will literally be something for everyone.
Yeah.
It's free to attend. But you can get some seafood entrees, I would say, typically between the $12 and $28 range for all of our seafood options. We have about 13 different lobster options alone.
Oh.
So there is a range for everyone. And then if you don't want to come out and eat, come out for the drinks. Come out for the music. Come out for the activities.
Pardon my ignorance, but you think of lobster and you just want to eat lobster. I don't know that I've ever even thought about 13 different recipes of lobster.
Well, that's what really mixes it up and makes the fest interesting and taken to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, guys like Joey with Butterclaw Lobster Co., Riva, Tandoor Char House taking a stab at doing some seafood and shrimp items. Also, fried shrimp, barbecue shrimp from Base Hit Barbecue. Really, it's the diversity and range you can do with the seafood. Joey's got a couple of amazing dishes here, things you may not think about, lobster sliders and also lobster nachos.
Joey, talk to us. Lobster nachos?
Lobster nachos. They are
lobster meat, obviously. Chips.
Yeah, lobster meat, but we use Merck's cheddar cheese. So it's a nice, if you know anything about Merck's, it's a delicious choice
tangy
for cheese.
And
We do garlic butter over the top, Norwegian sea salt, scallions, tomatoes, jalapenos, all over a bed of white corn tortilla chips.
Now, I'm going to say something and you're going to get mad at me. Is that a waste of lobster or is that an enhancement of a nacho plate?
Absolutely an enhancement.
Gotcha.
This was actually the first festival we did the lobster nachos at the Milwaukee one. And
huge hit. I would imagine.
Big time.
You know, I never used to see this when I was younger, but now I'm seeing it more and more, and that's lobster mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And people would say, oh, no, the cheese will drown out the flavor of the lobster, but it doesn't. They complement each other really nicely, don't they?
They do. We do a really good one, too. We put sriracha mayo drizzled over the top of it.
A little spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really good. And all the lobster we have coming in our rolls, our nachos and everything, it's all chilled and chopped right over the top. So the contrast of cold and hot is also another
that
thing
work.
That adds to the experience.
Where does the lobster come from? And I've had various different lobsters. I know there's warm water lobsters and cold water lobsters. There, I guess, is a tiny... If you're a lobster connoisseur, you can taste the difference. But to me, it's just all good.
Yeah, this is all cold water lobster brought in from the East Coast. We are in soft shell season, so you can crack it right with your hands.
Yeah.
A lobster, you can crack with your hands.
Yeah, now when you get a lobster meal at the festival, we actually pre-crack it for you.
Nice.
It's like the last thing you get as you redeem your entree.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yes, you can crack it with your hands.
So you don't need... One time in my life, that's it, I had a full lobster. Usually you get the tail.
Sure.
I had so much fun, but dinner lasted like 4 hours. I felt like an otter. I wanted to lay on my back and crack it, but it's fun to me.
Right. The tail meat is fantastic, but also the claw and knuckle meat.
Yeah.
And this is all coming from Lobster Graham. Lobster Graham is
Dan
our official
Nowicki,
seafood
I've
provider.
Yes, I love Lobster
from
Graham.
From the East Coast.
Great man.
I live in Evanston, and every year around May or June, I set my lobster traps in Lake Michigan, and I keep coming up empty. What am I doing wrong?
We got to find you a new body of water.
Right. That's what it is. I spent a lot of time in Maine and New Hampshire in the summer, and to go out and see the lobster traps everywhere is amazing to me. There's a lot of people lobster fishing, but the price point is still a little bit high. How come? Is lobster, is it that hard to catch? Why is the price point so high normally?
It's not
hard to say.
You got to catch it. You got to fly it in fresh. I mean,
a lot of it has to do with demand as well.
Yeah. Is that it? Yeah.
Especially overseas, the Asian markets are driving the price up.
You know what's funny
good,
though? Even though the price could be higher, it's the one food that as I'm buying it, I go, no, it's worth it.
It is
sense.
Worth it.
Yeah.
And so, it's not like you eat lobster every day. It's
right.
a specialty.
Right.
So what we find is that people coming to Lobster Fest or any of our events that we have going on, they're knowing that lobster is a certain price. They want it. They're
right.
ready for it. And,
right.
you know, there's no sticker shock really to
right.
them because it's,
they're prepared.
They know they're.
Here's my big lobster debate. If you get a lobster roll, should there or shouldn't there be celery on the lobster roll?
So we do not put any celery whatsoever.
I love you.
On our roll.
You're yeah. the best.
No celery. No
Good.
Need for extra filler. Very light mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it with a lot of butter.
Yeah.
And yep. also the bread. The bread, the roll that you use is a big part of it.
Definitely.
All right. Joey Dorf, co-founder of Butterclaw Lobster Company. Were you a fisherman? How'd you get into the lobster business?
Actually, I used to be a director of operations for a different lobster company. And I've just always been in restaurants. So that's where I landed and the port I shipped into. So
lobster.
But we have some delicious stuff for here. For you as well.
What did you bring in?
We got lobster sliders here, and we got our nachos as well.
So a lobster slider, my guess, is similar to a sandwich like a White Castle, right? But with lobster meat instead of
Definitely.
Obviously beef, yeah?
Definitely. We're using Hawaiian rolls, so it has a nice sweet bread to it. We toast it a little bit. We put all the condiments of the lobster roll in it, shredded lettuce, tarragon mayo, garlic butter, Norwegian sea salt and scallions, and of course our knuckle and claw lobster meat.
And no celery.
No celery.
That's the way it should
my
be.
Friend.
That's how it should be. That's how it is in the Bible.
Nick Pavutsky and Joey Dorf are here, and we're talking about the Great American Lobster Fest, which returns to Navy Pier this weekend. So starting what day? The 30th?
Yeah, we kick it off tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow already.
Gates
okay.
open in about, 25 hours.
That explains it. We can see the line from here.
We actually have our full production team is on Navy Pier right now setting up.
Ready to make it happen.
They started set up yesterday. We'll be doing it all through tonight. Gates open tomorrow at noon, and we'll go through Sunday at 10 o'clock. And I love Labor Day weekend because Sunday is like a free Saturday night.
Yeah.
If you do happen to come out Saturday night, the weather looks fantastic, and it's also the last fireworks show of the season on Navy Pier.
Good timing.
And you have music. There are you can go to, do you have a website here?
Yeah,
AmericanLobsterFest.com.
AmericanLobsterFest.com has all the details, but music throughout the weekend, 12 or 13 different bands, all types of genres of music, R&B, Motown, classic rock, yacht rock, beach vibes, and also country music.
What is beach vibes?
You know, like we have
like
South of Disorder is one of my favorite bands that's a Jimmy Buffett tribute.
Oh.
Okay.
We have Aniba Hotep and the Soul Collective. If you haven't seen this show, it's going to happen Saturday evening. They are absolutely fantastic. Rico, a Santana tribute, closes
Saturday
night. Oh,
I've seen
them.
Night. Yeah, they're good.
And there's so much more to
there's
offer.
There's blues. That's out there as well.
The it's Smiley Tillman Band.
Great.
He will kick it off, I believe, tomorrow evening, and he puts on a show.
Yeah, I can imagine. Can you guys taste lobster and know the area that it's come from? Can you tell if it's Pacific or Atlantic lobster just by taking a bite?
You know, I can't. Another lobster
Joey,
connoisseur
are you able
might
to?
Be able to.
I'm not there yet, my friend.
No, but there are people who can, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
What's the key to that? What are they tasting or not tasting in a lobster where they can identify the region? Hard to say.
Yeah,
they're professionals.
I can tell you, my
They
friend.
Just know.
Yeah.
Do you have any years of experience available? Because Bill might want to intern
I sign
for
up.
The...
Of course. Come this week. I want you to work.
Butterclaw right. Lobster Company. All right. And tell us about, you were gracious enough to give us a pair of lobster meal experience to give away. Tell us what a lobster meal experience consists of.
So basically, you have the main course option. You can do a pound and a quarter, boiled lobster, mm-hmm. or you can do a jumbo lobster roll. And then the sides are potatoes, corn, dinner roll, melted butter, lemon. And you can redeem that at the festival. And then we also have some reserved seating areas. That's the lobster meal experience.
And you I believe indoor bathrooms.
Indoor restrooms as well.
I'm sorry, right. but that is it.
That's a big order. It's a price point right
but,
there.
But also indoor, the grand ballroom of Navy Pier, if there's any type of inclement weather conditions, that ballroom alone can hold 7,000 people.
Yeah.
So we have an indoor-outdoor contingency. We also have VIP packages that allows two more reserved areas, one outdoor, one indoor, for prime seating, side stage viewing, your own bars, and also four drink tickets and sampling each day. Seafood sampling comes with the lobster meal.
What's a good drink that goes along with a lobster? Like a Mai Tai, maybe?
You know, I love an old-fashioned.
Oh, yeah. I do, too.
White wine goes great with seafood.
An Allagash beer.
Mm-hmm. Allagash beer.
Maine-based beer.
A Peroni.
Yeah, Peroni works.
Peroni would be fantastic.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by. Joey Dorf, co-founder of Butterclaw Lobster Company. Nick Pobutsky, representative for the Great American Lobster Fest. What annual is this? How many years have you been doing
this? I can't believe this is the sixth one.
Wow.
Sixth annual. And we are now in three Midwest cities, hopefully in four or five Midwest cities by next year.
And one thing that's changed from other years is outside vendors, right? You were explaining this earlier. Tell this.
Well, we have a lot of talent in the city. Butterclaw, for example. Riva, which is a seafood restaurant right on Navy Pier.
Yeah.
This is the first time we're allowing outside seafood professionals to come in and curate their own seafood dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have our same traditional offerings. You mentioned macaroni and cheese, lobster rolls, lobster boils. But we really wanted to let some chefs shine through and take the experience to a different level, different tastes, different thoughts. And five or six, seven now chefs are now all adding their dishes to the traditional festival. So it really has enhanced it. We noticed a big uptick in excitement in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago.
I also want to mention your shirt, Nick, because you're combining two of my all-time favorite things in the world. You have a shirt on that says The Lobfather, and it's the logo of The Godfather, but with a lobster. Those are two of my favorite things.
The Lobfather. I'm one of the Lobfather members.
Can you purchase Captain's hat at the Great American Lobster Fest? And is this mine that whoever gave this to me?
That is yours. Come on over to our tent, and we may have something for you.
Yeah, we do sell. We sell all sorts of hats, sweatshirts, T-shirts, tanks, all Lobster Fest gear, official merchandise at the festival.
Oh, that's excellent. Wendy, you can pretend you're Thurston Howell now.
Okay, lovey.
That's perfect.
Go to AmericanLobsterFest.com. Joey Dorf, co-founder of Butterclaw Lobster Company, and Nick Pobutsky, representative for the Great American Lobster Fest, sixth annual, Navy Pier, starts tomorrow. And what number caller do we want to give away the pair of lobster meal experiences?
That's going to be caller 8, Wendy. Caller 8, 312-981-7200.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Long live the lobster.
Ahoy.
Although, actually not.
No,
I don't want it to stay alive because
no,
I want
to
eat it.
Right.
Thank you so much. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And we're looking for caller 8, 312-981-7200. And thanks to Joey and Nick, you'll be walking away with a pair of tickets for a lobster meal experience.